ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading Canto 7, Chapter 5th. Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. Text number 23 and 24 continued. Shri Prahlad Vacha Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmani Vedanam Iti Pumsarpita Vishnu Bhaktischenava Lakshana Kriyete Bhagavati Adha Tanmanneditamuttamam. Translation purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto Him, in other words, serving Him with the body, mind and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. So we are continuing our reading of this big purport, and today we are covering the 7th point, that is Dasyam. So we will read from there, Dasyam. There is the following statement in regard to assisting the Lord as a servant. After many, many thousands of births, when one comes to understand that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, one can deliver others from this universe. If one simply continues to think that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, even without performing any other process of devotional service, he can attain full success. For simply by this feeling, one can perform all 9 processes of devotional service. Hare Krishna. Seek the blessings of all the devotees to speak on this most difficult topic, Dasyam. Difficult because Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that one has to feel that he is servant of Krishna and not just do service. So many times we might do service but we not feel like we are serving Krishna. Krishna is supreme personality about it. To speak about Dasyam therefore requires some mercy from devotees. So, Dasyam is also called as servitorship, and Srila Prabhupada used various examples of Dasya, devotees, in Nectar of Devotion. He says in the holy abode of Gokula, there are many devotees who are in the mood of Dasya, serving Lord Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj there. Some of them are Raktak, Chitrak, Patrak, and in Dwarka there is this famous servant of Lord Krishna, Daruka, who is a chariot driver of Krishna. And Prabhupada says in the material world, the famous servant is Hanumanji. So Hanumanji is so famous as the example of Dasya that we cannot speak about Dasya without missing Hanumanji. So I would like to first initially start with little glories of Hanumanji and then have some more philosophical discussion on Dasya. Maharaj, just recently, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj spoke a marathon, wonderful class on Hanumanji on Sunday. So, little here and there I can speak from this lecture. As we say, Hanumanji is a very popular figure in the land of India. In fact, abroad also. But his figure is kind of very mystical. Sometimes people consider him to be like a comedian. It's like in a movie, there is a hero, there is a heroine, and there is someone who should be there to play a humor, so a comedian is there. So people consider Hanumanji to be like a humorous person, right in time to make things very light. So this is what people think outside, or project Hanumanji as outside. Or Hanuman is also popular in gymnasiums as a model to have strength and improve biceps and triceps. And also Hanumanji is a famous god called as Sankatamochan, where any problems you have, go to Hanumanji, he will kick away all the problems. So these are popular versions of Hanumanji in India. But if you see from the angle of acharyas, from the angle of Shastra, Hanumanji is not just a figure, a model to inspire a person to become a healthy person. Hanumanji is much more. Hanumanji is revered as the most enthusiastic servant of Lord Ram. Why enthusiastic? Because he is always eager for service. No one can remove him from that position. He is hungry for service always. In fact, Srila Prabhupada used to give regularly examples of Hanuman for his wonderful big jobs. Srila Prabhupada used to regularly use this phrase, big, big monkey, big, big belly. Ceylon jumping, melancholy. That means he would say that Hanumanji was a big monkey and he had a big belly, also. That means he would eat nice prasad. But then he also did Herculean task. Ceylon jumping, he would jump for Ceylon. Ceylon means Sri Lanka. But people try to imitate Hanumanji and they want to be like Hanumanji. Big, big monkey, big, big belly. But you tell them, do some powerful task for Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, then melancholy. They can't do that. Srila Prabhupada would use this phrase to many times rebuke and chastise scientists, philosophers. So one time, Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk and Srila Prabhupada was walking with His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj and the famous talks were going on. Life come from life. Life come from life and Prabhupada was refuting that life come from chemicals. Srila Prabhupada was saying to Swarup Damodar Maharaj that what is this big, big projects and big, big talks? We will do this, we will do this. And then they are asking for big, big money and they do big, big publicity. But you ask them, when you are going to do it? They will say, soon. They will give a post red check. And Prabhupada quoted, big, big monkey, big, big belly, Ceylon jumping, melancholy. Tell them to do something now, then they cannot do anything now. Only speak big things. Then Prabhupada would say, big, big philosophers, big, big commentaries. But you ask them simple thing. Who is Krishna? What is Krishna's message in simple words? Then say, Swamiji, very difficult to say all these things. Can't say in simple things. Very difficult things you ask. So Prabhupada says, simple things cannot do it. But pose as big philosophers and big scholars. Prabhupada always, if you use this phrase to even sometimes humorously chastise devotees also. Srila Prabhupada was in India and Prabhupada saw the construction of various projects in India. So many devotees would approach Prabhupada and ask for money regularly for funding the temple. So Prabhupada said, always asking for money, big, big money, and saying we'll make big, big temple. But when you go and see the practically what's happening, no temple. Only eating money and no output coming. So Srila Prabhupada would use this particular phrase to glorify Hanumanji that how he was so service-oriented, he was ready for anything. In fact, just recently on Sunday, Maharaj spoke this famous pastime of very popular that how Hanumanji once went and saw Sita Devi applying vermilion, sindoor, on her forehead partition. So Hanumanji asked Sita Devi, what is this new thing, you're applying on the head? Now Sita Devi thought, what to say Hanumanji, all details, you know, as a brahmachari, what does he know much about? So he, in a simple word, she said that, well, this pleases Lord Ram. And that's it. Hanumanji was always eager for pleasing Lord Ram. So immediately went and poured a huge bucket of sindoor on his head and came in front of Hanumanji, came in front of Lord Ram. So Lord Ram saw Hanumanji fully red from top to bottom. And Lord Ram became happy. And Hanumanji was convinced, yes, what to speak of pleasing, I made Lord Ram laugh. So that was his simplicity in rendering service to Krishna, Lord Ram. Srila Prabhupada said that there are different types of servants. The third class servant is one, you tell him something, still he will not do it. Second class servant is one who will, you tell him something and he will do it. The first class servant is that person, you tell him something, he will do it, plus he will also do it before you tell him. And plus he will do some extra also. So that is Hanumanji's mood. He is always ready for not doing simple service, small service, but little extra also. So that is the point. So we can see in the example of Hanumanji's life that when he went to Lanka, he was told to go and fetch, get some message from Sita Devi. That was the only service told to him. But on the way, he did extra service. He burnt Lanka. He gave on Ravan a taste of Lord Ram's strength. And he came back. It's a little extra service. That is the mood of a servant. So your spiritual master asked, that give me a glass of water. A disciple will put some extra intelligence to understand how to improve the quality of the service. So you will think, I'll bring a glass of water. But the glass of water is lying like that, then something might fall in the water. So you'll put a lid on the water, on the glass and bring it. Extra service. But not that spiritual master asks for water and he brings a glass of milk. Milk is good for spiritual master. No, that's a disservice. But doing the service and doing a little extra. That was Hanumanji's mood. And also Hanumanji, when he was told to bring some medicines for reviving Lord Lakshman, we see that he went and he was thinking what to bring, where to bring. So he bought the whole mountain only. Whatever is required will be available on the mountain. So there is an extra service he does. Therefore he is a first class servant, because he is always serving Lord Ram and always hoping to get more and more and more service. In fact, a best servant is that servant who always remains loyal to his master. So Lord Ram, Hanumanji, we can see that in thick and thin times of Lord Ram, he was always with Lord Ram. In fact, Lord Ram's displeasure was Hanuman's displeasure. And Lord Ram's pleasure was Hanumanji's pleasure. That was the mood of Hanumanji. In fact, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was mentioning that if you see Hanumanji's deity, most of the deities, we have a deity Hanumanji here. If you see the pose of Hanumanji, he is always in this pose. Shamanku was mentioning that before coming to spiritual life, we are always doing like this, I want that, always in enjoyment mood. But when you come to spiritual life, instead of one finger, you put all the 10 fingers like this. What can I do for you? Kim Kara, servant. Kim Kara means Kim Kara Iti, what can I do for you? So Hanumanji is ready with arms folded and with gada in hand also. Ready. Not just know what can I do and I forget what service has given. But ready, immediate in action. Gada is ready. So that is Hanumanji's mood. To pose, to be always eager for service of Lord Ram, and Lord Ram's pleasure is his pleasure. And that is the mood of a servitor, a dasya. In dasya bhava, there is no expectation. He always keeps himself behind and let the person, who, the object of his worship, to be always ahead. He is the one who is supposed to be given pleasure. In Hampi, there is this famous place called as Madhuvan. So this place is very close to Malevan Parvat, where Lord Ram stayed during Chaturmasya. So it is mentioned that in the Valmiki Ramayana, that when Hanumanji got this news of Sita Devi, in fact we know that how Hanumanji told all the monkeys to wait till he comes, so that when he goes, they will go together, and then he will not be given the credit alone. So all of them reach Hampi, and now they come after a big excursion and they have been fasting for a long time. And as soon as they reach the Hampi Kshetra, they see Madhuvan. Madhuvan is a famous garden, which is a famous garden of Angada and Sugriva. And this garden is full of fruits. In fact, so many fruits are there that all the trees are emitting honey. There was Madhuvan. Honey-laden fruits. So as soon as they say Madhuvan, immediately everyone attacks. And there is no kind of, you know, chanting any prasadam prayers and sitting in row. Everyone just attacks because everyone is hungry and there is a massive destruction. So Madhuvan is maintained by Angada's uncle. His name is Dadimukha. So he becomes very furious and he comes and chastises everyone. Now what happens is because they have eaten so much Madhu, they all are intoxicated state. And sometimes when we eat too much of sweet, then you cannot function properly. Because whole energy in the body is on the stomach now to digest that sweet. And therefore immediately our eyes also goes down because no strength in the eyes to keep open. So we are intoxicated when we eat too much. So here in this case they are all intoxicated. So Angada thought, this person, who is he? His own uncle, but forgot. And Angada immediately bat him, thrashed him. And Dadimukha had to flee from for his life. And immediately came to Sugriva and said, you are all monkeys, they have fully destroyed the whole garden of Madhuvan, and he was in a complaining mood. But Sugriva stopped him and said, wait. One thing good we can learn from this is, this whole party whom we are waiting for, they have all come. And if they are fully massacring the whole garden, that means they are in joyful mood. That means something good is coming up. Some good news is there. So immediately he told Bhadrima, go and now stop complaining and tell them to come here. Immediately Lord Ram is waiting for them. So as soon as Lord Dadimukha comes and tells that Lord Ram is waiting, immediately Hanumanji and everyone jumps. In one leap they all come and land in front of Lord Sri Ram. Now while landing in front of Lord Sri Ram, Hanumanji is contemplating how to give this message. This is called as intelligence applied in service. So while contemplating how to tell the message, he is thinking that, how should I deliver these words, that I have found Sita. So he is thinking, if I tell I have found Sita, then I am using the word I. That is not good, Actually, I have not done anything. Lord Ram is doing all things. I am just an instrument. So maybe I should say, Sita found. So he is thinking that if I tell Sita, immediately Lord Ram will be in anxiety for a short moment. What happened, Sita? So then he lands in front of Ram and he says, found Sita by me. That means found. So Lord Ram will be happy. Yes, found means next Sita Devi. And then by me later. So that is, he has no expectation for any service, any remuneration for any personal honor. That is Hanumanji. He wants service. And what does he expect after service is over? More service. Prabhupada said that, what do you expect our chanting? More chanting. And after chanting more, then more chanting. But when you chant Hare Krishna, what do you ask? O Krishna, O Radharani, please engage me in your service. So one should not be bewildered after chanting Hare Krishna, you get some service. You should be ready. That is the whole idea. Sometimes you go to your mother and say, bhook lagi hai, I am hungry. And mother gives you a plate of prasadam and you don't eat. So mother will be surprised. Similarly, when chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, we are asking, give me service. So after you finish, keep the bead bag, you should expect service to come. So that is, and after there is no service, then continue chanting Hare Krishna. And in this way, we can engage 24 hours like Hanumanji. So, Hanumanji is well known for his wonderful services to Lord Ram. Now, in Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami enumerates the 64 practices of Sadhana Bhakti. In that, the 47th item is called as Dasya, or servitorship. And Srila Prabhupada, he comments on Rupa Goswami's commentary, and he says that there are two types of servitorship. One is called as karmarpanam and other is called as kaikaryam. What is karmarpanam? Karmarpanam is technically called as offering one's activity to Lord Krishna's pleasure. And Srila Prabhupada very emphatically clears the point. Karmarpanam has nothing to do with offering the results of one karma. That is not pure devotional service. Because when you offer your results of your karma, you do your karma which you like, and then whatever comes you offer to Krishna. So that means the bhakti is shadowed by the karma first. So that is shadow bhakti. That is not pure bhakti. Pure bhakti means whatever Krishna desires, you do the activity. And what Krishna desires, Srila Prabhupada says, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. That means this servitorship is all pervading in this 9 process of devotional service. It is not a separate item. It is all pervading. Why are you doing hearing? Because Krishna wants us. Why you do chanting? Because Krishna wants us. It will please Krishna. So servitorship is kind of a thin thread which is moving through all these items of devotional service. And therefore karmarpanam means actually rendering 9 processes of devotional service. And kainkaryam, what is kainkaryam? So Prabhupada says kainkaryam means rendering service in the mood of a personal attendant. And this is quite high level, where you project a particular devotee, his mood, and then following in his footsteps to serve Krishna. So this is high. But karmarpanam is the one which you can applicable in sadhana bhakti, where a person renders any devotional service as a factor of serving Krishna. Why we are chanting? Because we are serving Krishna. Krishna likes that. So there is no personal desire, there is no personal attachment. The only attachment is service to Krishna. That is very important. And that has to be always remembered. Now, I would like to take you to all to Shridham Mayapur, because in Shridham Mayapur, the 9 islands represent the 9 processes of devotional service. And one of the islands in Shridham Mayapur is called as Moda Durum Deep, which represents Dasya Bhav. So we'll speak some pastimes from there and also see what we can learn from those pastimes. Now, as far as Lord Krishna is concerned, when Lord Krishna comes, we can reciprocate with Lord Krishna and engage in devotional service as we progress ahead in the mood of any of these 5 rasas. Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya or Madhurya. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service is only in one mood, that is Dasya Bhav. There is no Madhurya there, there is no... Why? Because Lord Chaitanya himself is come in the mood of servant. So everyone who comes as associate of Lord Chaitanya, whatever their position in Krishna Lila, when they come, they are as servant of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he wants to serve Lord Chaitanya. Adivata Acharya Prabhu wants to serve Lord Chaitanya. Jagannath Mishra, Sachidevi, everyone is in the mood of serving Lord Chaitanya. Why? Because Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of serving his devotees. So there is a perfect reciprocation between Lord and his servants. Therefore, one of the famous verses which Srila Prabhupada always quoted was, Jivere Swarupoye Krishnera Nitya Das. Never said Krishnera Nitya Sakha or Sakhi Nitya Das. That is a very important understanding, that we are always servant of Krishna. And as a servant of Krishna in sadhana bhakti, it is the safest mode. It's like when we have a PC, computer, then you have this UPSC, which can manage high-low voltage fluctuations. Similarly, if you are directly connected with Krishna, then there is a chance that we might take it too cheap, become very familiar. But if you are servant of Krishna's servants, that is the very safest mode. Why? Because not much aparad is done, or in fact, aparad is very easily forgiven. So that is the point. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood was to be servant. In fact, Srila Prabhupada always said, more servant, more the better. Why? Because it is very nice. And that is the mood of Gaudiya Sampradaya also, to be servant of servant of servant of servant. His Grace Pragosh, who many years back when he came here, so he was trying to present this bhav, that how everyone was so much attached to Prabhupada that they had no one picture but Prabhupada. So one time Pragosh asked Prabhupada, that Prabhupada, if I go to spiritual world, will you be there? So Prabhupada told him that when you come to spiritual world, I will personally welcome you, take your hand and take you in deep in the groves of Braja, and there Krishna will be standing in threefold bending form. I will introduce you with Krishna and then I will leave. Then you will be with Krishna. So that is the mood, that spiritual master is there or not, because I don't have any connection with Krishna. That is spiritual master. That is the mood of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And we can see from even our acharyas, who are the current acharyas, who are presenting this mood, that we are all servant of Prabhupada. And they have presented the mood not just while living, but even while leaving their body, that mood was there. Like His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he had all chance to come to Mayapur or come to Vrindavan, but he stayed in Gita Nagari because he thought, this is the place given by my spiritual master for me to preach. It is the Prabhu Datta Desh. So he stayed there and left his body in Gita Nagari. In fact, Gita Nagari is not an ordinary place. It's one devotee who came from Gita Nagari. What is his name? Bhakti Didmara, disciple who came. So this devotee was telling me that once Radhanath Maharaj was giving lecture there, and he said Gita Nagari is actually a holy place. Because Srila Prabhupada got all the holy places in the West, and this is one place which he established. So Srila Prabhupada established Gita Nagari, and also he was mentioning Gita Nagari will be in future visited by many people. Why? Because Gita Nagari is the place where Satsuru Maharaj wrote Prabhupada Lilamrit. Just like Badrinath, everyone goes to visit Vyasa Gufa, where he wrote all the Bhagavatam and all those things. Similarly, in future people will go to Gita Nagari to visit that place where His Holiness Satsuru Maharaj wrote Prabhupada Lilamrit. So it is not an ordinary place. And also an example of Sridhar Maharaj, that how when he came in his last days, I remember Jai Sachinandan Po was there in the last days of Sridhar Maharaj. And he was about to leave, the time had come. And about to leave, he immediately turned his face towards a photo of Prabhupada. And immediately the photo of Prabhupada was brought in front of him. And he left his body seeing Prabhupada's photo. In fact, Sridhar Maharaj would come regularly down with his disciples and would wear a hat. And it was written Prabhupada's dog on the hat. That he is Prabhupada's servant. So that is the mood of that we are. The only connection we have is our spiritual master with devotees. And then they will establish our connection to the parampara in our head and go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna. In fact, when Tamal Krishna Maharaj also left his body, it was very suddenly, all the devotees were telling that Tamal Krishna Maharaj was known for sudden exits. Immediately, somewhere he would get a phone call from Prabhupada, Prabhupada wants you urgently. So all the devotees were unanimous telling that actually Tamal Krishna Maharaj suddenly left us because Prabhupada needs him somewhere. Suddenly he has gone. There is no plan. So we can see that this is a mood in our sampradaya, to be rather a servant, safer mood than to be direct servant. In the Modadurum Deep, which is also called as Bandiravan Forest, or also called as Ayodhya Dham, Lord Ram, Sita and Lakshman, they all arrived there in their exile. So there is a mention that how they came to this island of Modadurum Deep. And Lord Ram, Lakshman, he made a beautiful hut for Ram and Sita. And Lord Ram was very happy when he was here. So because he was so blissful, Sita Devi, she asked Lord Ram that, what is the reason for your so much of happiness and pleasure? And Lord Ram revealed to her that this is a very famous place. This is my own abode, Navadvip. And in the age of Kali Yuga, I will appear here as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Gauranga. And I will display my pastimes here. In my childhood, I will play pranks. Then when I am educated, I will become the greatest educationist. And then I will go on to glorify the holy name and spread the holy name. And then I will take sannyas. And I will leave my mother weeping in the arms of my wife. So Sita Devi was worried. He said, why you are doing so much? Why? What is so pleasure of you in taking sannyas and making your wife and your mother cry? What is the reason? And Lord Ram said, actually, my devotees relish two types of prema bhakti. One is the sambhoga, another is the vipralamba. Sambhoga is when my devotees are with me. And vipralamba is there when I am away from my devotees. My devotees don't want vipralamba, but I mercifully give vipralamba. So that the love becomes very intense. And after vipralamba, when there is sambhoga, what happens? The love becomes million times more pleasurable than when there is just sambhoga. And in this way, I will kind of give vipralamba to my wife and my mother. And then the love will be more intense. So Lord Ram said that how he will give his own deity to his wife to worship. And in this way, Lord Ram, in this particular instance, glorifies the mood of separation, the mood of vipralamba, serving in separation. And that is also the mood of servitorship. A servant, because he doesn't expect anything personal from the object of his worship, he is only happy with service. So when Vapu is available, he takes Vapu. But not available, he serves the Vani. So that is this particular pastime of Modadurum Dweep, Lord Ram, Lakshman and Sita came. This particular dweep also is known for Shripad Ramanujacharya coming. And we can find this Ramanujacharya Sampradaya is well known for Dasya Bhav, the servitorship. In fact, it is mentioned that when Shripad Ramanujacharya was in Jagannath Puri, and you know this famous pastime that he was not happy when he saw the worship of Jagannath was not properly conducted in terms of Pancharatra. So he had a very strong personal view that we should change. So it is mentioned that in Avadhi Dham Mahatmaya that Lord Jagannath came in his dream and told him that don't do all these things because I am happy with whatever way they are serving. But Ramanujacharya said that that's okay, but I mean, that should be a good example to set for others also. How can you have such a spontaneous service? No, we should change. So Lord Jagannath told him that right now that is my mood here. But what I want from you now is I want you to go to Navadvip, the place where I fully manifest my glories, where I am very merciful. So go to Navadvip and there you will see my most benevolent form of Lord Gauranga. So go there, visit that place, take my mercy there, and then from there go to Kurmasthan. And there you worship, there you go and then you go ahead with your preaching. So Shripad Ramanujacharya came to this Modadrum Deep and there he beautifully, he saw the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Ramanujacharya. In fact, His Grace Nityananda was just mentioning to me in the morning that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had this one of the famous verses that Naham Vipro na cha Narpati napi Vaishyo na Shudra Naham Varadi na cha Grahapatir na Manastu Yatirva Kintu Prodhya Nikhila Paramananda Purnamrita Abder Gopi Bhartu Padakamala Yor Das Das Dasanu Das. So that is the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. And actually this mood is also there in the Vaishnava Sampradayas, pervading. So one time, one disciple of Parashar Bhatta, he took sannyas. And then he came back to meet Parashar Bhatta. But on the way, he also went to Ananta Acharya to take his blessings. So Ananta Acharya saw him in a sannyas dress. And he was quite, in a way, not happy. And told him, bhakti is so simple. Bhakti is as simple as, if you are hungry, eat food. If you are sweating, take bath. So this sannyasi could not understand what is bhakti as simple as this. Said, you are taken sannyas, your spiritual master is a grahastha. Now, if you take sannyas, your spiritual master will never allow you to do service because you are higher in ashram. So this sannyas, is it good for you or is it bad for you? So then he immediately understood that actually. But he told that, no, actually I will continue to render service to my spiritual master. And went on and actually rendered personal physical service. Even though he was sannyasi, he rendered service to his spiritual master. So the whole point is that ashram, varna is secondary. The primary thing is the chance to render service. Wherever we can render more and more service, that is a better opportunity. So that is the point conveyed by even in our Gaudiya Sampradaya. In fact, in our morning program also, we are asking for service while chanting. In Hare Krishna is a prominent figure, mantra in our all the prayers. Even Tulsi Pranam also we ask, Sevai Adhikara Diye Koro Nija Dasi. That means Seva Adhikara. It's an Adhikara, it's a precious treasure actually. It's a rare jewel. Seva is not something ordinary. Now if you see in Mumbai, how many people stay in Mumbai? Total population? 2 crores. 2 crore. How many people are getting chance to render service? Very few. Maybe sitting, some devotees sitting here, someone in congregation, connected to Radha Rashbihari, Radha Giridhari, and some congregation devotees here and there. Very less, I mean just a very minuscule population of Mumbai city are getting opportunity to serve. So therefore, service is a treasure. It has to be taken with a good mood, accepted with a good heart. That this is something which is adhikar, which has to be prayed, and it is given as a gift for us. It's a dhana. Prema dhana bina daritra jivan, dasa kori vetan more deho prema dhana. So, prema dhana bina, without the treasure of love of Godhead, life is useless. Dasa kori vetan more. Please make me a servant and give me vetan. Vetan is salary. What is salary? Prema dhan. But why do we need prema dhan? Not that we give up service later as we become more and more educated in Krishna consciousness, advanced, less service. No. Because prema dhan will improve the quality of our service. Now we are doing service, and as we move more and more ahead in Krishna consciousness, we want to improve the quality of our service. That is the idea in having Prema Dhana. So that is the mood of service. So Dasya Bhava or servitorship, we have some understanding of Dasya Bhava in the material world. Like for example, we may be having our houses, or in temples we have our servants who are working. So what do we expect from a servant, either at home or a temple? Simple things. One is he should do what is told to him and not crib. And many times we also want that he should take care of things without my telling him. That's what is expectation of a servant from a master. And what is reciprocation? The master will fully take care of a servant when the servant is doing his job perfectly well. In fact, many times the servant becomes a family member of the master. He becomes very close to the master. So that is also the expectation in our life, where as a servant, we should be able to do what is told, not crib. In fact, we should take care as if this is our master's property. No need of him telling us, but use our intelligence. And the result will be that we will get a chance to enter into Krishna's family. Like Gaurampur was mentioning in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Uddhava is glorifying Krishna as a perfect master. And one of the points he's mentioning that Krishna is such a perfect master that he awards his devotee who has rendered devotional service throughout his life. The award is he allows him to stay in his own house in Golok Vrindavan. Generally, there is no servant who renders some work in a company in the office, and the retirement he's told by the boss that now you've become a family member, come and stay with me, dine with me, be with me. No. But Krishna is sharing his own treasures. Come. You enjoy with me. So that is the point. So this is therefore a treasure to render service. In fact, this story of Ghanshyam Baba is also there, where we see that how he would so painstakingly carry the water of Yamuna for his deities of Gopijana Vallabh. And then His Holiness Sadhanatma mentioned that how he was trying to take that bottle, the bucket from him, because this person was so old, he was so weak, he could not carry. He would carry for maybe a feet and keep the bucket down for 2-3 minutes, then again gain back some strength and again carry. So he thought of helping this old devotee in carrying the bucket. But he was not ready to give it. Why? Because he said, well, you are a young man, you can do so much service. But for me, this is the only service. If you take this service, what service I will render? So at the last stage of life, he was attached to his service, to his deities. In the old age also. And Radha Gopinath Prabhu was mentioning a parallel with Prabhupada also. That how Prabhupada, even in last days, he was giving Bhaktivedanta purports to Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because his Guru Maharaj had told him, whenever you get chance, get money, print books. So he was executing the order of his spiritual master. He was in a state of affairs where he was not able to do anything because he was lying in the bed. But at that time also he was cherishing to not give up his service. And even at that stage he was translating and he was giving purports to Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is the whole idea. And that is real spiritual communism, where everyone is in the mood of service. Communism means everyone should be equal. But that is bogus. Prabhupada said that can never happen. But communism can happen in spiritual life, in spiritual world. Why? Because everyone is in one particular mood, service. So no one is temple president, no one is temple commander, no one is backup person. Everyone is a servant. So temple president tomorrow washes the toilet or he makes bread. Temple president tomorrow is make decisions and then he plays mridanga for ordinary devotee. A temple president or in the board of CSV, whoever it may be, but he is big preaching, but he is also cooking in the kitchen. So whatever, the mood is service. And then there is spiritual communism. Then there is a hale and hearty atmosphere of everyone rendering service to each other. That is the point. That is the whole thing. In fact, I was just witnessing one particular question and answer session, where one devotee was asking that, Prabhuji, I don't have taste for service. So this Prabhuji told him, that senior devotee, that he didn't answer his question directly. He said that, well, you are chanting Hare Krishna. What are you doing for 2 hours? For 2 hours, you are intensely asking Krishna for service. That means you should expect service after chanting is over. And that is our understanding, that ask for more and more service and chant more and more. And in this way, our life will be fully filled with Krishna conscious activities, with 9 processes of devotional service, and we can achieve perfection of life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Please forgive me if I spoke beyond my realizations. Any comments? Sanat Kumar Prabhu, like to speak? Any questions? Hare Krishna. Virendiyar Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.